Can I be honest with you for a minute? I know you're listening to this podcast because you want to create consistent content for your business. But here's what I'm hearing from so many of you in my DMs, my emails, and the comments that we get on YouTube. Crystal, I start content projects, but I never finish them. Or I feel so overwhelmed by all the moving pieces. Or I publish when I find time, which is basically never. And then this one here really gets me. I spent hours perfecting a post and it got 3 likes. Does this sound familiar? Because here's the thing. You're not broken and you're not lazy. You just don't have a system if you find yourself saying some of these similar things. So this is why I created the Prep'em Method Guide. This is the exact 5-step framework I've used since 2018 to create over 1,500 podcast episodes and 600 YouTube videos consistently, without the chaos, without the overwhelm, and without spending 12 hours editing one piece of content. This isn't about working harder. It's about working smarter with a proven system that gets your content from idea to published and actually get seen by your audience. So this guide breaks down exactly how much time to spend on each step. And trust me, you're probably spending way too much time in the wrong places. So if you're tired of the content creation hamster wheel and ready to finally get consistent, go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em. That's PREPM, and download your free copy right now. Stop letting great content ideas die in your drafts folder. Your audience is waiting for what only you can share. So go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em and get your Prep'em Method Guide today. Okay, let's get back to today's episode. So do you remember how back in the beginning I told you that I'm your fake therapist? Hi, I'm Crystal. I'm your fake content therapist. Well, now we are deep into our session, right? And we're about to get a little uncomfortable about what's really holding you back in your content. Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach you how to start, launch, and market your content with confidence. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of content creation, this is the show that will help be your time-saving shortcut. So let's get right to it, shall we? Well, hello there. This is going to be a super fun episode because I am trying to recreate my talk that I did at Podcast Movement. All right. So bear with me as I try to remember what the heck I even said. So it's been over a week and a half since I did this talk, but I was like, man, I have to relive that moment because it was so important, so special, and I want this audience to have exactly what I did. So I wish I could be like standing in front of you and, you know, have my mic in hand and my clicker in the other. I mean, I'm still going to show you my slides. So if you're listening on the audio only version, you will get a lot out of it. But if you want to see the visuals, just know that they will be on the YouTube video instead of just the audio only version. And I wanted to preface all of this to say that this talk was really well received and it was so much fun. Y'all, I love speaking on stage in front of real people. And so this is probably not going to be as great as it was that day because I don't have the same energy, the same hype. Like, I'm recording this and there's a house full of kids. There's, you know, laundry happening in the house. It's raining. I'm just praying that there's a break where I don't have like a severe thunderstorm in the middle of this recording. So all the things, but this is real life, right? This is being a creator. So I'm just going to dive into it. So let's get right to it. Welcome to 3 Time Management Tools to Avoid Podcast Burnout. My name is Crystal Profit. If we haven't met before, I am a content coach and strategist. For those of y'all watching this, like, I'm just delivering it how I delivered it that day. So just roll with it, okay? okay, we're just going to roll with it. And I'm so happy that you're here because so many people talk about burnout, and this is probably something that you've experienced yourself. So let's just dive right into what burnout is and how you can avoid it. So a few years back, I was experiencing having all these things that I needed to do. I am a busy mom, and I was trying to be a content creator, be an author, and have time for all these other important things in my life. And I actually looked at my calendar and I was like, how am I supposed to fit podcasting into my calendar? I did not have enough time to podcast. Like, can anyone relate to that? Can you relate to recording or editing right up until midnight, literally the night before an episode goes live? Yes, exactly. We've all been there. But the problem isn't that life gets in the way. It's that we plan like life won't get in the way. So content burnout isn't about not having enough time. It's about not protecting the time that you have for what matters most. So after publishing over 1,500 podcast episodes and working with thousands of creators, I've unofficially dubbed myself a content therapist. So we're going to do a little therapy here today. Free of charge, of course, but I want you to think of me as the person who is going to help you work on the relationships that you have. But the only relationship we're talking about here today is the relationship that you have with your content. So we're here today to give you the tools you need to avoid creator burnout and fall back in love with your content so that that relationship feels stable again instead of stale and running you down. So the agenda is we're going to talk first about a weekly workflow that you can actually stick to even with a packed schedule. Then we're going to dive into my go-to content system, and it honestly will be the only content system you will ever need after today. And then third, we're going to dive into the mindset shift you might need to make to really have that healthy relationship with your podcast and your content, even if life is still chaotic. So diving into tool number one. Tool number one is all about planning for reality, not perfection. And this is so important because a weekly workflow that you can actually stick to will be so eye-opening for you, even if you have a packed schedule. So here's what's actually stealing your creative time. Let's say you have this perfect plan versus the reality of life. Maybe you plan to record your podcast on a Tuesday. You're like, Tuesday is the only day that it will work for me to record my podcast. But then life happens. That dentist appointment that you absolutely forgot about and you can't reschedule because it'll take you months to get back on their calendar. Or maybe you wake up and one of your kids is sick, or you have a work emergency, or 50 other thousand things that could happen that is just typical of being a human on this planet. Well, suddenly it's Thursday and you're stressed and you're recording at 11 p.m. the night before an episode needs to go live and your energy is shot. You are faking it till you make it. So raise your hand if this is something that sounds familiar. I know y'all are listening and nodding along today. But remember, the problem isn't that life gets in the way. The problem is that we plan like life won't get in the way. And I'm here to tell you guys, spoiler alert, life will always get in the way of what you're trying to accomplish. You can have a great plan and things just go awry and they don't happen the way that you want them to happen. So I share this visual of my Google Calendar. This was like a snapshot of 1 week in our household of like all the things that needed to happen over the summer. And I encourage you, when you look at your calendars, to start planning for interruptions and not around them. So I'm a mom of 3 kids. Like I said, this is just a snapshot of our weekly calendar. And every single Sunday, we sit down as a family and we look at our Google Calendar for the week ahead. It's so simple and so powerful. We ask the questions like, where are those potential conflicts? Like, my husband and I, like, we can't be in, you know, the same place at the same time with like 3 different kids going in different directions and like all these other things. Like, what needs to be moved? What's a priority? What is something that we can skip?
And for me, how can I protect that precious time that I need to record content? So the method that I use in looking at a weekly workflow is look at the whole week and not just like individual days of the week. Identify those non-negotiable creative blocks that you absolutely need and you can't skip, and then build in buffer time around those tasks. Like, don't give yourself 30 minutes to do something when in reality, you know, it's probably going to take 45, maybe even 60 minutes to really accomplish what you're trying to do. So I do the same review every single week for my personal, like, family calendar. I do it also for my professional calendar and what I need to create. And then I merge them all together, because whenever you protect your content like you do a family priority, it really changes how you look at it and how you protect that time. And then people always ask me about my tools. So I always say that tools should serve you, not overwhelm you. And the three tools that I use, I keep it very simple. I use Google Calendar. Google integrates with all the things that I need for, again, my personal life and my professional life. I can pick up my phone, look at my Google Calendar, and everything is in one place, and I can manage it very easily. And then, speaking of management, I use a project management tool called Asana for all of my projects. So that's where I keep all of my deadlines. I track all the things that I need to accomplish in a week in order to meet all the different requirements that my content has. And then Calendly is the scheduling tool that I always think of it as like the boundary protector of my business, because I can schedule interviews and know that it's not going to get scheduled over a personal priority that I have, or on a day when my kids are out of school and I don't want to record something, or I'm actually going to be on vacation. So it's very helpful. And I know there's probably a bajillion other tools that you can use. I've just used Calendly for years and I have a really good price. So I locked in that price a long time ago, and I'm just going to keep on keeping on using the tools that I have chosen. But the rule is, choose tools that reduce decisions, not create more of them for you. And the best tool is actually the one that you will use consistently, and it just works for you. So now that you know a few tools to protect your time, let me show you how to protect that creative energy that you have. So there's a story that I told about having a client who her podcast was such a time suck. She actually made time to do all the things. And the issue wasn't that she didn't have enough time. It was that when she did have time, she was planning, recording, editing, and like doing every single thing that her content required in one day. And she was bleeding creative energy, maybe not even in one day, in like one 60-minute block that she had. So after implementing what I'm about to show you, she started to love recording again, because that's all she had to do. All she had to do on the time that she had was sit down and record, and it was so freeing to her. Imagine if for your next session, all you had to do is sit down, press record, and start talking, right? That sounds like a dream. Let me show you how this works. So tool number two that we need to talk about is protecting your creative energy by working smarter, not harder. And this is the only content system you'll need. This method is the backbone of how I keep creating without burnout. And I love this quote by Greg McEwen. So he wrote the book Essentialism, and he says, if you don't prioritize your life, someone else will. And this really hits home for me, because whenever I started my podcast in 2018, I thought that I was supposed to be at the mercy of my calendar. But once I understood that prioritizing my time was my responsibility, I stopped waiting for that perfect week, like all of these interviews and all these things just to fall perfectly in line. Like, I stopped waiting for that, and I started creating a system that worked for me every single week. So how do you take control of your time and make it sustainable? That's where the PREPM method comes in. And here's my little aside for everybody listening and watching today. You probably already know the PREPM method because you're here, but if it's brand new to you, feel free to take screenshots, because this is the good stuff. All right. So if you were wondering, and I actually said this from the stage, so you are getting like the behind the scenes, like a side. If you're wondering which slide to screenshot, this is it. This is the PREPA method. It is your creative energy protection system. It's the system we use at Prophet Media for every single piece of content we create. And it's the same thing that I teach my students and clients. And that's why I want to share it here with you today. So PREPA stands for plan, record, edit, publish, and market. So each letter represents a different type of creative energy. When you try to do them all at once, you're asking your brain to be strategic and creative and technical and promotional and analytical all at the same time. And that's not productivity. That's chaos. And it's likely why you feel burnt out. So let's dig more into the root issue of the problem. So task switching is killing your momentum. This is your biggest issue. So every time you switch from planning to editing to recording to promoting and publishing and like do marketing, doing all these things, your brain needs a lot of time to reset. I've read studies where it could take you up to 20 minutes to reset and fully focus. So if you're jumping in between all of these tasks, then you're never actually operating at full capacity. You're always in that foggy, like, wait, what was I doing? Have you ever found yourself like this? Like you're sitting down to record. You're like, I don't need to play anything. I'm fine. And then you're like, what was I talking about? What was the point I was trying to make? Well, here's the solution. The solution to avoid that is to double down on one thing. So let's say you only have 60 minutes tomorrow to work on your content. What if you doubled down and just did a 60-minute planning session? So it's pure strategy and ideation, and it gives you the ability to create space for your best ideas. Or maybe you did a 60-minute recording session and it's pure creative flow and it allows for creativity without any interruptions. Or maybe it's a 60-minute editing session where you get through all that pure technical focus and you just churn out all these episodes. You're just like, man, like I'm in the flow. I need to keep this going and then I'll have all this content edited for the rest of the month. Or maybe you just sit down and have pure execution in a publishing session where you can schedule all of your episodes from now to the end of the year. And then maybe you can do a marketing session where it's pure promotion and engagement. Maybe you just sit down and answer YouTube comments because you haven't had time to do it, but you know that you need to. You're focusing that promotional energy for maximum impact. But here's the freedom formula in all of this. When you know exactly what you're supposed to be doing and when, your creative brain is free to do what it does best. Create, right? That's the beauty in all of this. So here's a practical, tactical way for you to use the PREPA method. So this calendar view really shows how you could do this next week. So if you've never implemented anything like this, you can literally start next Monday if you want to kick it off. So let's say Monday is a planning day. That's where you're going to focus on your content calendar, work on, you know, doing research for your next episode, maybe writing some outlines, prepping interview questions, maybe who you want to interview on your podcast. You're doing research. And then on Tuesday, you sit down and you record. Maybe you can batch 2 to 4 individual solo episodes. And then Wednesday, you sit down to edit those. You process all of that recorded content. And then maybe on Thursday, you schedule it out by putting, you know, have the publishing hat on. You upload it to YouTube. You upload it to Buzzsprout. You schedule it out. You do your SEO optimization or whatever else you need to do before that episode goes live. And then on a Friday, you could sit down and think about your marketing strategy. You could be in Canva all day, which I love Canva, right? You could work on promotional graphics. You could create a PDF lead magnet to help you grow your email list. You could do your social media scheduling. You could, again, go back and answer all those YouTube comments that you've kind of neglected over time. But people ask me all the time, they're like, Crystal, how do you get ahead and create consistently when you're batching all your content? How are you doing this? This right here this is how I'm doing this. I am using this PREPA method in order for me to do it. And the beauty, this is what I love about it. The beauty of the PREPA method is that it scales to your schedule. So whether you have 5 hours a week or 50, you can adapt it to protect your creative energy. Because people will tell me, Crystal, I don't have a ton of time. Well, then implement this, even if it's only 5 minutes a day. If you only had 25 minutes this week to work on your content, do 5 minutes every day of one of these. All right, so we've covered tool number one, your weekly workflow. Tool number two, the PREPA method for keeping your content engine running smoothly. But the truth is that you can have the perfect workflow and the best batching system in the world and still want to quit your podcast, okay? So I see you if you're like, yeah, so I have all these things figured out, but I still feel burned out. Well, then this last section is for you. So let's talk about your mindset. This is tool number three. It's all about protecting your bandwidth and your mindset to keep showing up without resenting your content or the process. This is how you stay in love with your content. So do you remember how back in the beginning I told you that I'm your fake therapist? Hi, I'm Crystal. I'm your fake content therapist. Well, now we are deep into our session, right? And we're about to get a little uncomfortable about what's really holding you back in your content. Sometimes it's you. Or maybe I should rephrase it. Sometimes it's your approach. Maybe it's your perfectionism that's holding you back. Like you're spending 3 hours editing a 20-minute episode and it's keeping you stuck from moving forward. So I want you to ask yourself, am I creating content I'm excited to share or content I think I should create? Because the moment you start creating that shoulding content, and I said shoulding, that's when you start to burn out. Or maybe, now like any other relationship, if you're not the problem, maybe it's them. Maybe they are the problem. And by them, I mean your audience. You're attracting those energy vampires, those listeners who are only complaining or demanding things from you, or people who expect free consulting in the DMs, or they just want free stuff from you all the time. They're draining your energy. And here's the hard truth. Not everyone deserves access to your energy. It's better to have 100 engaged listeners who love what you do than 1,000 who drain you. And then the last one is, sometimes it's your capacity and you just need a break. Sometimes it's time for a break. And I want you to get really honest about yourself, about how you're prioritizing your content. Maybe you're pushing through instead of adapting, or you're maintaining the same schedule, even though your life has changed. I said earlier, I started in 2018. It's 2025. My life looks drastically different today than it did 7 years ago. So I have to pivot and bob and weave to what I'm doing today versus what I did back then. And I'm going to give this to you with like the gentlest love. So just imagine you're in my fake therapy office and you're hugging that tight pillow and you're saying, sometimes the most productive thing you can do is rest. Giving yourself a break, because your podcast will still be there when you're ready to return with renewed energy. So I don't know which one of these applies to you today, but I want to do a little practical application self-assessment. And I want you to think about, you don't have to raise your hand or say out loud, oh yeah, that's me. But I want you to think about your last few episodes. What's your biggest energy drain? Is it your approach? Are you excited about your content? Or are you just going through the motions? Is it your audience? Are you energized or exhausted by your listeners? Or maybe it's your capacity. Are you honoring the season that you're in right now? Are you fighting against it? And then whatever you've identified here today, that's your starting point. So that's where you need to focus on course correcting or maybe rebalancing in some way. Because by being honest about what's draining your creative energy, you don't just avoid burnout, you create space for what matters. Now, I want to share a quick recap, right? Like the main takeaways from this is value your time just as much as you value your content. When you do, you don't just avoid burnout, you create space for the work that actually moves your podcast forward. And that's how you fall back in love with your content so you can keep creating for years to come. Now, if you're watching this, listening to this, and you're a regular listener of the podcast or the YouTube channel, you probably already know this, but I want to give a plug here for the Prep'em Method Guide. So we created a PDF guide. You can go to crystalprofit.com/Prep'em, P-R-E-P-M, and it's going to go a step deeper into how we use this in our business. It's exactly what I've used to create over 1,500 episodes without burning out, and I want you to have it completely free. So go to crystalprofit.com/Prep'em to download it. But I want to give you one last piece of advice. This is what I give to everyone that's in our community, everyone everywhere. And it's actually how we're going to end this episode today because you're going to be so familiar with it. Make sure you hit that follow and subscribe button wherever you are watching and listening today. And as always, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere. Hey, Profit Podcast listeners, thanks for sticking around a little bit after the episode to hear this special message, because I want to hear from you. We are starting a new segment called Fan Mail Shoutouts, and I want to hear from you, and I want to hear your questions. What do you want to know? What questions have you been dying to ask me? So here's how to make this happen. Go to the app where you're listening to this podcast right now. Go there. I'll wait a second. Okay. Now, once you're there, you're going to see a hyperlink at the top of the episode description that says, send Crystal a text message. And that's all I want you to do. Send me a text. It could be casual, informal. It could be totally anonymous. Or if you want, you can include your name and the name of your podcast or content wherever you are creating, and I will give you a special shout out in an upcoming episode. So again, go to the show notes for where you're listening to this episode right now, and it will say, send Crystal a text message. And I cannot wait to hear from you and give you a shout out in an upcoming segment of Fan Mail Shoutouts.